The name is going to be a challenge for sure, but if Assistant Superintendent Mary Wagner can get there, so can the rest of us.
We will learn how to say this.
Correctly. Everybody in the room, everybody in the community will know how to say it.
And now it's my turn. Wu qin ye yigak tune. It means we are all working together. It is the result of a multi-year collaboration between Head Start, the Sitka Native Education Program, the Sitka School District, and the Sitka Tribe of Alaska. Wagner told the board that the new preschool was not intended to compete with other programs in the community.
This is to serve students who are currently not enrolled in a preschool. We are working very closely with Head Start. We're using their enrollment process. Although you are not limited to being eligible for Head Start to be eligible for the Wu qin ye jigak tune program, I'm going to get it.
Wu qin ye will operate in Baranoff Elementary and serve 4 to 5 year olds. 3 to 4 year olds will continue to go to Head Start in the Rasmussen Center on the Sheldon Jackson campus. Next year, after work on Pacific High is complete, Head Start will relocate to the Southeast Alaska Career Center building next door to Baranoff. Tristan Gavon, a planner for the Sitka Tribe of Alaska, says Wu qin ye will roughly double the capacity of the Head Start program to 30 students and possibly more.
So Head Start is still a program run by Clinkett and Haida Central Council. STA and the school district are really bringing their resources to bear. And so rather than having Head Start, you know, again, operating in somewhat isolation, they're going to have support from the tribe and support from the school district.
Gavon and Nancy Douglas, who is now cultural director for the Sitka School District, have done pilot work integrating culture into early education. That partnership between the Sitka Native Education Program and Head Start formed the basis of Wu qin ye. People liked it.
And I think families are really excited. One of the big pieces that people are excited about is the cultural enrichment and more opportunity for Tlingit language.
But Gavon also assured the board that cultural education was meant to be inclusive.
Through Tlingit language, we can really focus on, you know, kind of building a sense of identity and a sense of pride in students, and particularly the Native students. Additionally, we'll have a diversely populated preschool, and really it's an opportunity for those Native students to be culture bearers and for non-Native students to learn about the place that they live in and the culture that's been here since time immemorial for thousands upon thousands of years.
About 5 years ago, the Sitka Tribe of Alaska initiated a language revitalization grant from the Administration for Native Americans. Gavon says tribal elders wanted to strengthen early childhood education and integrate culture and language. Wu qin ye really got its start then, and with the partnerships that formed around the language revitalization effort. The program is being funded through a pooling of existing resources. The Sitka District is contributing space and special ed support. Head Start is providing staff and transportation. The tribe's education department helped create the model and will support families with social services. The pooling of resources is very intentional, Gavon told the board, and should ensure Wu qin ye's stability. He said all involved believe the new preschool was not something that disappears in a year or two. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.